Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavner. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Watwood. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Fonseca scores. There goes Averill trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watwood throws the ball into Sissel, who tags Fonseca trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lyons. Sewell moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Morgan scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball towards left. Falk catches it and throws to Lind, who relays to Fonseca to double up Com. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lind moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Autry. Lind moves to third. Hudlin moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lind tags and scores. Hudlin tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hudlin tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Watwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Watwood moves to second. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-1 in the game. Autry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Autry reaches second base with a double. Watwood scores. Kerr goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kham hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. Clancy scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Autry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lind hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a line drive towards short. Tavener reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Averill scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tavener. Hoffman moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hoffman moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 4 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Hoffman scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Indians. Carl Reynolds pinch runs for Bud Clancy. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.